We got a migrant crisis on our hands. So Eric Adams is deciding that he no longer wants to support the migrant crisis by allegedly slashing funding. Make sure you get the likes up. Make sure you tap into the Patreon. Link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. Let's roll, y'all.
Mayor Eric Adams is dropping his next round of budget cuts for city agencies.
But cuts to migrant funding are still set to happen. Let's get right to Lizette Nunez. She joins us from Midtown with the latest. Good morning, Lizette.
Good morning, Dana Tishana. Well, yeah, this was pretty surprising. New Yorkers were bracing for that third round of budget cuts, but that will no longer be happening. Instead, the city will be slashing migrant funding further.
You're not going to see some of those draconian steps that we were going to have to take that's getting in the way of the cleanliness and the safety of our city.
Mayor Adams doing an about face. He says New York City will not go through a third round of citywide budget cuts. Adams detailing the impact of his decision in an interview with WABC.
If we had to do the third rounds, it would impact garbage pickup. It would impact services to our older adults. It would impact libraries. It would impact a series of services that you would actually see the difference.
For months, the mayor had been sounding the alarm that due to the financial strain of the migrant crisis, the city would see cuts to essential services. The Adams administration says better than expected tax revenue, as well as efforts to reduce migrant spending, have helped put the city in a better path financially. Moody's, an independent credit rating agency, recognized the city's handling of the budget.
When we inherited this, we were in an emergency state. Emergency conditions cost more money. We're now transitioning into a stabilized state because this is going to be here for a while.
Instead of...
Let me tell you something. All right, I want to give y'all some context so y'all better understand what he's saying. First of all, he's lying because he's saying when we inherited this. You did not inherit it. This is something that you embraced. This is something that you celebrated. You did a video, and the internet is forever. You did a video where you were saying, hey, we are a sanctuary city. We love our migrants. We're going to continue to embrace them. The first busload of them that came to your city that was shipped up from Mayor Greg Abbott, you was sitting there greeting them. You was championing. You was doing the Hercules, 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 Hercules. This is something that you embrace. You didn't inherit it. This is something that you embrace, you instituted, and you pressed this upon your people over in New York City. Now, everything is out of control. You've done so many different rounds of cuts. You cut to the police fund. You cut to the sanitary services. You cut to the education fund. But then they're trying to spend this. And they're trying to spend it, and they're trying to say to you, well, listen, we're going to cut migrant spending so that we don't have to do another round of cuts. So it's not that they're not cutting what they already said that they was going to cut within the budget that they passed already. Is that they're not doing additional cuts, but they want to spin it like, oh, well, we doing well. Now, why is Moody's, why is the credit rating agency so important in this conversation? Well, it affects the city's ability to be able to pay back the money that they're borrowing. So the cities, a lot of them have a credit rating, just like you, just like me, just like businesses. They have a credit rating. It's AAA, AA, C, whatever, right? And it's based off of the city's ability to be able to pay back money. Sometimes cities borrow money for a lot of different things. And then they pay back the money based off of the tax revenue that they got coming in. And sometimes they have to pay millages, or they have to pass millages where the people have to vote and agree that, yo, we're going to borrow this money, or we're going to take this money, and then we're going to raise it, and then you're going to have to pay just a little bit more in your taxes so that we can then fund schools or community colleges, or we want to do this improvement, or we got to do infrastructure updates, right? So they have to get a credit rating, or every city that is borrowing money has credit ratings based off of their ability to be able to pay back that money. They operate in a Ponzi scheme the same way that y'all do when y'all going over borrow money for cars that you can't afford, right? And so that's the way that they're operating out here today. It's the same way. And so they're looking to make sure that they got a good credit score so that they don't have to pay as much as interest, and it costs them less money to borrow for the things that they want to pay for today.
Slashing city services, the administration says it will be cutting an additional 10% on migrant spending on top of the previous 20%.
We are far from out of the woods, but we're showing that we can manage this crisis if we watch how we spend and we manage the spending that we're seeing in the city.
And I got an idea for you. You never had to have the crisis in the first place. And now, see, this is what's happening. They're now making the migrant crisis a part of the normal budget within these cities. And the worst part about that is that you can't really put the genie back into the bottle. So when you think about social services, for example, right? When you think about social services is never going away. Section 8 housing, food stamps, EBT, whatever, right? Anything that they're giving out free money to people that feel like they deserve it just because they're here in the United States of America. It never goes away. Well, Anton, what are you basically communicating to us? Now that they've normalized it, because Eric Adams basically told you, he said, listen, this is something that's going to be in our budget for the foreseeable future. So they took money away from the people that's actually paying into the coffers, and they saying that we had better than expected revenues, meaning that you guys gave more tax dollars over to New York City, state taxes, taxes on gas, 6% sales tax, all of that, right? So because you guys put more money into the coffers, they don't have to then suffer as bad as far as the budgetary decisions or the decisions that they had in order to fund this migrant crisis in the first place. So now they're basically trying to act like they managed the budget more effectively when they've just instituted something that's going to be in the budget for the foreseeable future, instead of saying, yo, we don't want that at all. We should not continue to be raising money. We should not be allocating monies from the people over to the migrant crisis in the first place. He's telling you, listen, we're going to do this forever. This is always going to be a part of the budget because you can't put the genie back in the bottle. Very rarely do you see a government entity defund something that they already have instituted as a part of their budget. They don't lower social services. They don't lower the amount of employees that they have until you start to have a recession and it's forced upon them. And the people of New York should be absolutely disgusted at this.
That major news from the New York City mayor.
Because they never lower your taxes. They only raise your taxes. Have you ever seen your property taxes go down? Even when we had a pandemic, even when we had a recession in 2008, they fought against lowering your property taxes, even though the value of your properties went down. You never got a tax break. You got to fight for that. And they can't wait to raise the value of the property up again. And then they're going to sell you on it. They're going to say, hey, listen, your property is worth more. Your net worth is going up. It's appreciating. The reason that you're paying more property taxes is because you're making more money. And it's coming out of your paycheck, but you never see the real realized gains. And they doing that because now they have more money in their coffers. It's not because you're doing so awesome. It's because they want to continue to raise the property value so they can charge you more taxes. Or when you sell the property, the person that bought the property has to pay more taxes. So the valuation going up means more money in their coffers. They never, ever manage the budget more effectively. They don't operate like a regular entity. They operate like a government agency, horribly.
Office exclusive interview, Mayor Eric Adams reveals he's cutting city spending on the migrant crisis by an additional 10% on top of the 20% in cuts he had already announced.
Yeah, and he says all of those citywide budget cuts have now been canceled. Our NJ Burkett sat down with the mayor this morning for that exclusive interview. He joins us now from City Hall. NJ.
That's right. Migrants will mean more money for city services. Yes, Mayor Adams says he is slashing funding for asylum seekers and counting on better than expected tax revenue. City agencies got the call about an hour ago that another round of drastic cutbacks to city services will not happen.
You're not going to see some of those draconian steps that we were going to have to take that's getting in the way of the cleanliness and the safety of our city.
So you say it's good news?
It's great news.
Mayor Adams says New Yorkers should feel relieved. After two rounds of punishing budget cuts to all but the most essential city services, the budget is stabilizing, and a planned third round will no longer be necessary.
What does it mean for New Yorkers? How should people look at this, Mayor?
Well, if we had to do the third rounds, it would impact garbage pickup. It would impact services to our older adults. It would impact libraries. It would impact a series of services that you would actually see the difference.
In an exclusive Eyewitness News interview, Mayor Adams announced that funding for asylum seekers will be cut back by 10% on top of a previous 20% cut, for nearly one-third cutback on city spending for migrants.
When we inherited this, we were in an emergency state. Emergency conditions cost more money. We're now transitioning into a stabilized state, because this is going to be here for a while. So by doing that, we can renegotiate contracts. We can look at long-term planning. We're not using this as an emergency. Although we're in a crisis status, we're treating it differently because the emergency still exists, but we are managing it differently.
Adams says the city's economic recovery will bring in better than expected tax revenue. The announcement comes one day after the administration was praised by the independent credit rating agency Moody's for its handling of the city's budget crisis.
We are far from out of the woods, but we're showing that we can manage this crisis if we watch how we spend and we manage the spending that we're seeing in the city.
I don't like Eric Adams. I genuinely don't. I don't like people running a city that's not strong readers anyway. That's just my personal opinion. I'm not a fan of people running a city if you're not a strong reader. If you're not a strong reader, you can't be a strong leader. If you wasn't able to stand up in front of the class and read without feeling apprehensive about the situation, then I don't think that you should be a leader at all. You're going to have to be a good reader. Because if you can't read the budget, if you can't understand what's going on, if you're making bad decisions, if you keep tripping up over your words, I can't sit there and listen to you and then believe that you should be the person that's in charge of the city. I just can't. But y'all chose him.